What do you look for when you're shopping for a new car? Does it need to be bigger, faster, flashier, safer, or more fuel efficient? Maybe it's the new car smell that needs to hit your nostrils just right. But whatever you buy, you want it to be reliable, right? Consumer Reports conducts an annual car reliability survey. John Linkoff is here to talk to us about the most and least reliable cars on the market today. Hello there.
Hi, how are you doing?
So what are some of the factors that you study when determining a car's reliability?
Well, we actually put our data through, we ask our members to tell us about 17 factors in their vehicle. So how well the engine has held up, transmission, the exhaust system, interior squeaks and rattles, paint, and going on and on. So we look at those categories, and then we take and rank them, and then we have the average vehicle performance, how all the cars across the survey have performed, and then we look at the ones that were really good and at the ones that are really bad, and we're able to rank them all and predict reliability on new cars.
How do you weight the scores or the variables in the overall score? So if someone has a faulty engine, that seems to me to be more problematic than a faulty turn signal.
Well, certainly. So squeaks and rattles, you know, wind noise, even the exhaust system, they have a lower score. They have a lower rating or weight. Some of them we just really don't even see a lot. Right now, exhaust systems, you know, new cars, you're not going to see really any problems with that. If you do see a problem, for example, that's a big issue because it's a new car. It shouldn't have any. But like you said, transmission, and we have two scores for transmission. We have two scores for engine. They're much heavily, you know, weighted because that's the thing that really stops you from driving the vehicle, and it's a huge expensive repair, particularly when you're out of warranty.
What's the scope of the survey here? How many people do you reach out to, and what is the time span? So I see some people have a car that's a year old. Some people have a car that maybe 15 years old.
Right. So we look, we reach out to all the Consumer Reports members, which numbers in the millions. We have data on more than half of a million vehicles. Sometimes people have two vehicles. A respondent will have two vehicles. Some will have one. So we have more than half of a million vehicles, which gives us a very good percentage of vehicles that we can use to rate each model. And we're talking major models. We're not looking at Ferraris. We're not looking at, you know, super expensive cars. But, you know, we're looking at everyday cars, you know, up to Mercedes-Benzes and even Tesla, which we have significant data on.
So which, in this most recent round, which were the car brands that were deemed to be the most reliable?
Well, so what we do is we take all the rankings, and again, Lexus and Toyota products have led us. It's actually the sixth year in a row. Lexus is the most reliable brand. Toyota is the second most reliable brand. You know, with everything, you see some drops in reliability. The redesigned Camry, you know, is now better than average instead of much better than average. In fact, the only problematic Toyota is the Toyota Tacoma pickup truck, and it has some transmission problems. So you can do really well, and you don't have to really worry about buying a Lexus or Toyota new car as far as reliability goes.
At the bottom of the list, Volvo, Cadillac, and this one surprised me, Tesla.
Yeah, so what we saw with Tesla is that they have problems with their Model X. It's the doors, some of the infotainment systems. The Model S has gone up and down because right now they have suspension problems and they've had problems with the doors as well. But the brand new Model 3 has average reliability. We predicted that. And it's really because it's not necessarily or nearly as complicated as those other two vehicles. You can't get a wide variety of suspensions or, you know, different battery sizes. It's a pretty straightforward vehicle when it was launched, and that's why it's averaged.
What do you notice about model years? And I ask because with any new product, you'd think it would take some time to figure things out a little bit. Do you see that new models take a hit in their first year as the car makers figure it out?
You're exactly right. What happens is when a car is freshened, that's one thing. They make a couple little changes and you're fine. But when a car is either wholesale redesigned or it's a brand new model never built before, even if it's sharing components with other cars, it often has a problem. So you'll see a vehicle, for example, like the Honda Odyssey minivan. It was new last year. The previous generation, the final year of it, was pretty rock solid reliable. But the Honda Odyssey dropped and we're not recommending it. Even when a car has its first 2 years, it sometimes takes time to get the problems worked out. Mazda is a great example. When the Mazda CX-9 SUV as well as the Miata Roadster were introduced, they had problems. It took them almost a year and a half, almost 2 years, for them to work those out. and now they're recommended because now they're reliable.
A lot of car shoppers would infer from their results. So they'd both take them at face and buy a more reliable car or not. But they also might infer things from your data, such as, you know, American-made cars are amazing versus American-made cars are not amazing. What are some of the other interpretations that people will glean from this data that are helpful to the whole picture of the auto industry?
Well, you know, first off, even though Toyota and Lexus are number one and two, there are examples like that Tacoma that they do have problematic vehicles. So you shouldn't look at a list of the best rankings and then assume, okay, well, I'm going to buy all those vehicles and I'm never going to, look at or shop or compare with something else that's lower on the list. Each manufacturer has its good and its bad. It's just a matter of how many. So that's one thing. Buy based on the reliability of the vehicle that you're looking at. Don't worry as much about the manufacturer because it depends on how, you know, what new products they had, where it is in the life cycle. One of the things that, you know, you had alluded to, you talked about, is that if you buy something towards the end of a model run, if you know they're redesigning something, that end couple years is going to be really good. Also, like we were talking about, wait a couple years, just because there's so much new technology in cars, particularly with electronics, infotainment systems in particular, but just other electrical components. That's where we are really seeing huge problems. Sometimes you're going to see engine issues. We saw that with Hyundai, and they actually ended up dropping the engine and transmission that was in the Tucson, the turbocharged engine, because it just had so many problems. But new technology like turbochargers, you're seeing that in a lot of vehicles now for fuel economy reasons. Wait a year on that as well. Hyundai is a great example. The Kia, many Kia models are the exact same things as Hyundai, but introduced a year later. You might want to go with a Kia that's a first or second year product because the Hyundai already had the problems worked out.
What role do perceptions play? And I ask because the big auto story, at least the one that I would see of the last decade, would have been Volkswagen and the scandal related to what was going on for them. Does that show up in scores? Because it is someone's opinion based on a survey versus empirical data, you know, coming from an engine sending data back to some Consumer Reports central facility.
Sure. So what we survey with our annual auto survey, we look at people's satisfaction as well as reliability. And what you see sometimes with the problems, if there was a problem with a brand or something like that, you may see satisfaction scores go down. But what we'll see in the reliability is that, you know, we are able to work out odd data. You know, if someone all of a sudden, you know, people with diesels tend to have a really low score, but it doesn't correlate with the majority of other Volkswagen data. If it seems to be someone who writes in their verbatims that they're angry about the Volkswagen, but there's no data that's showing that they've had problems, that's obviously a questionable piece of survey data. What we really see is people talk about it in their satisfaction of the brand, but they don't talk about it and use it as a weapon against the manufacturer in the reliability. They separate those. And that's why we're not worried and concerned that people are taking something out on Volkswagen because of that survey data.
How do the car companies themselves react to their survey? Is it a message to them on where they need to improve, or do they already know what there is to be done and, you know, they're either working on it or they're not?
It's very interesting. This year, we spent a lot of time reaching out to manufacturers early in the process before writing our articles. And sometimes they said, oh, we haven't seen that. Sometimes they said, okay, well, we don't have any comment. And then sometimes, you know, manufacturers have said, yes, you know, we saw that in our data. And, you know, we've addressed it at this point in time. But, you know, for us, what we do is we see that even though Hyundai may have addressed some of the problems with that transmission and engine, it's still out there and people are still reporting problems. So they may have dropped it or they may have started some program to try to update the software. But if people are still reporting it, that means that problem still is existent out in the world.
Very interesting stuff, John. We appreciate your insight.
Well, thank you very much. You know, if people want to participate, they should just join up as a member of ConsumerReports.org at cr.org/reliability.
And sign up and fill in the survey. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
This is about the Consumer Reports annual car reliability survey.